Greetings to the brightest audience in the country. I am Bob Enyart, the pastor of Denver Bible Church. Colorado is making history with tens of thousands of signatures for the personhood effort to define a human being as a person from the moment of fertilization. The deadline is Tuesday, so of course we will keep you informed when the campaign, the personhood campaign, turns in the signatures to the Secretary of State. Now, there's other news this week. Have you ever gone to a McDonald's and seen the DVD rentals available there in the vending machine called the Red Box? I don't always take note of them, but the Red Box, they're everywhere. Well, remember that great movie, Bella, that affirmed life in theaters across America? I remember we took a group to see it here in Colorado. Well, Bella is being featured in Red Boxes all across America, at Walmart's, grocery stores, and at McDonald's restaurants. The movie was already a financial success, and we're thrilled to see that because we want Hollywood to make films that affirm life and don't attack a moral foundational worldview. And so we're just thrilled that this movie has done well, and now it's available for rent and for purchase wherever DVDs are sold. And we have an honor for you, for me. Eduardo Verástegui is the lead in the movie Bella. And Eduardo, welcome to Bob Enyart Live.
Oh, thank you very much. It's a pleasure.
It's great to have you on the show, Eduardo. Where are we speaking to you from? What city or town are you in?
I am right now in Los Angeles, California. And I'm just working really hard in promoting the DVD release that came out just a few days ago in the nation.
Yeah, we are thrilled. And I think you've heard this from theater goers all across America, that we love to see movies that affirm life and don't attack a Christian worldview, but that honor God and have a respect for the life that he's given us.
You know, that's exactly our mission, you know. I'm from a very small town, northern Mexico, and I moved to Mexico City when I was 18 years old to pursue my dream. I wanted to be an actor. I wanted to be a singer. So the first 10 years of my career, I did a lot of stuff. But 6 years ago, I made a promise to God that I will never work in any project that will offend my faith, my family, or my culture. So I decided that I only wanted to make movies that matter. So my friends and I started a production company called Metanoia Films with the mission of making movies that will have the potential not to entertain, but to make a living human being. And right. The first fruit of commitment, the first fruit of that promise is called Bella. I have never worked in a project in my life so meaningful, so important, so beautiful, so unique. I mean, this little film has changed the lives of many people, including my own. And when I receive emails, you know, from people who, that share with us how this film changed their lives.
Right.
I mean, I'm just overwhelmed, you know, especially when I heard that more than 15 women were scheduled to have an abortion. And after seeing Bella, by the grace of God, they decided to keep their babies. I mean, what's better than that, man?
That is a thrilling outcome. How many movies in major release across America, how many movies have that kind of an impact on people's lives? Now, the female lead that played opposite you, Tammy Blanchard, she did a tremendous job. Eduardo, you did a tremendous job. It was such an encouraging movie. We brought our kids. You know, some people might think Bella is just for adults. Our kids love the movie, and we have boys as young as, you know, 6, 8, and 10 years old. Everybody loved it, and everybody left the theater encouraged and talking about life.
Well, that's my hope as a producer, that when people see our movie Bella or any film that Metanoia will produce, they will leave wanting to love more, judge less. They will leave wanting to forgive more and complain less. They will leave with a candle in their heart. They will leave inspired, full of hope, and they will leave wanting to be a better person. And it was such an honor for me to play, you know, Jose, a modern-day hero, but not like Superman or Batman, but the everyday hero, you know, a man of integrity, a man of faith, a man that is willing to sacrifice everything to help someone that is in need without expecting anything in return. You know, a real hero. And I, you know, in my opinion, Alejandro, he created a masterpiece, and I'm honored to be part of it because he was the genius behind the whole vision. I'm just the producer and the actor, but it's powerful. I mean, and my hope right now is that the DVD, you know, that will continue to touch people's hearts and will you know, change people's lives and especially save babies, because that's what, you know, at the end of the day, that's what counts, you know.
Yeah. Amen. We're speaking with Eduardo Verástegui, and he played the lead, Jose, in the movie Bella. And Eduardo, I think this movie also did so very well with critical reviews.
It did very well. I mean, I have to say, it was a miracle after miracle. You know, we shoot this film in New York City in only 4 days with very little money, but with a lot of heart. And when we finished the film, we sent it to the biggest film festival in the world. And miraculous, you know, we end up winning the biggest film festival in the world. We won the Heartland Film Festival, and Bella became the number one top-rated movie in 2007 in one of the biggest websites in the world for movie critics. And so it's just amazing, you know. But again, more important than that is the emails that we receive. And when I hear stories from people who left, who after seeing Bella, they left inspired to adopt a child. Mm. Think about it. This past Christmas, many children found a home. But not only a home, but a family that will look at their eyes and hold their hands and tell them, I'm here by your side. I'm going to help you to succeed. Your dreams count. You're not alone. I love you. You know, when you hear stories like that, oh my gosh, I'm just, you know, it's an honor to be part of something bigger than yourself. And something that is inspired by the Holy Spirit.
Yeah, I, you are exactly right. And can I ask you this, Eduardo? Were there these people whose lives were changed by this movie? Did you get to personally speak with anyone, or did you meet anyone, any woman who said, I was thinking of having an abortion and this affected me? Did you have that opportunity? It would be an honor, of course.
A year and a half ago, I was in Miami showing the movie to a group of friends, and one of them called me a few weeks later and tells me, Eduardo, I need a big favor from you. One of my best friends, which you know him, his girlfriend is pregnant, and tomorrow at 8 o'clock in the morning, they have an appointment to terminate the pregnancy.
Oh,
and I'm calling you because after seeing Bella, I was inspired by Jose, the character that you play, so I thought about you. So I'm calling you because I need a favor. Can you please call this person, because I think he will listen to you. So I called this person. It was 1 o'clock in the morning in Miami. I was in Los Angeles, and 7 hours before the appointment. And after talking to him for like 20 minutes, I told him, okay, listen, man, this person called me and he told me about your situation. And I know that you're going through something really, you know, difficult, and I'm not here to judge you. At the end of the day, you can do whatever you want, but listen to me for 1 second. If you don't want your baby, give it to me. I'm willing to adopt it. Oh, now, the only reason why I said that is because after watching my own movie more than 200 times, I was inspired by Jose, you know? My own character, you know.
Yeah.
I remember saying, I wish I can be more like Jose and less than me, because this guy is just a wonderful moral hero, you know.
Yeah, he
and,
is.
So I told him that. But not only I was inspired by Jose, but working with all these organizations and groups and churches who promote adoption, who help us to promote Bella, you know, I understood, you know, my eyes were open, and I understood for the first time that is nothing more beautiful and noble than to give a child a home. Mm. And I realized that, you know what, I started thinking about adoption, because to be honest, I never thought about adoption before until the making of my own movie, Bella. So I told him this, and he was 15 seconds in silence. He didn't answer. And I'm thinking to myself, oh my gosh, I'm a father now. So he canceled the appointment. I went to Miami. I showed him and his girlfriend the movie Bella. To make a long story short, last year, the baby was born, and they called her Bella.
Oh, praise God.
I mean, that alone, my gosh. I mean, I remember when I was in Miami holding the baby in my arms. I was just looking at her eyes, and the way how she was looking at me, it changed my life. You know, we're saying, even if they don't sell one ticket, one DVD, and nobody will see my movie, that's you know, I rejoice in the Lord. It's all worth. This is amazing. And now I'm not the father because they decided to keep their baby. I'm the godfather, which is an honor. So it's just amazing.
Wow. I am so thrilled you shared that story with us. Eduardo Verástegui, the lead in the fabulous movie Bella, that has helped actually save the lives of children and turn the hearts of mothers toward their own children. What thrilling stories have come out of this movie. And it's available now this week, just released on DVD. And so, Eduardo, we're hoping that this does really well to show Hollywood that these kinds of movies can be a success financially also.
Well, you know what? You have no idea how excited we are right now, because we heard and we just found out that we opened number one in our category in Amazon.com, and we're in top 10 in Amazon in all categories. So it's doing very well, thank God. And before I forget, if you want to win a private screening with me and the director, we will go to your house and show you Bella. You can enter our website, bellathemovie.com, B-E-L-L-A, bellathemovie.com, and all the information is right there.
And I'm at the website right now, bellathemovie.com. And that, of course, a private screening, that'd be quite a lot of fun. So I'm sure Eduardo will have a lot of people from our audience entering. A couple last questions. Oh, the idea to put the movie in a restaurant setting. I grew up back east in New Jersey, right out of New York City, and worked for years in two of the top restaurants in the metropolitan area, Scordato's and then Il Villaggio. And I tell you, the environment that you guys set up was just fabulous. It was enjoyable as a movie and as a life-affirming message about the unborn. In every way, it was great.
Well, thank you very much. You know, the movie is inspired in a true story. So the restaurant and the family is Alejandro, the director's family, and his older brother restaurant. So that's why he was very familiar in everything that he was doing, you know, and when he was writing the script, you know, he just wrote about his family.
Yeah, it was all very genuine. And I wanted to let you know, Eduardo, about what's happening here in Colorado. You were talking about adoption. A dear friend of this radio show, of Bob and Yart Live, is one of the Columbine dads. His son, Danny, was murdered at Columbine High School about 9 years ago. And Brian and his wife, Lisa, have adopted two beautiful children from the Ukraine, and just precious young children. But Brian is now part of an effort in Colorado. I opened the show with this announcement to get 76,000 signatures to get on the ballot in November, an amendment that would protect unborn children. This amendment would define person as any human being from the moment of fertilization, so that the baby in the womb would be recognized as a person. And we are so excited because tens of thousands of Coloradans have come forward to sign this petition. And in fact, we believe that we're going to have more than enough signatures to get this on the ballot. And the deadline is Tuesday.
Oh, my gosh. I thank God for this, man. I thank God for them. I will pray for that because, I mean, years from now, we will look back and we will say, oh my gosh, what were we thinking? You know, I mean, it's just that's why we did Bella. That's why, because we want to use the media, especially movies, you know, the art platform, to speak to their heart and to their soul, and just to, you know, elevate human dignity, but to protect, you know, the human person from the moment of conception until natural death. We have to be protected, and the way how, as a filmmakers, we're putting our, you know, contributing, we do it through films, and that's what Bella is doing. So I'm gonna be praying for those signatures. I'm sure it's gonna be thousands more than what you expect.
I think you're right. Eduardo, thank you so much for joining us. It's an honor to speak with you.
Well, God bless you, and thank you for your prayers. Thank you for what you're doing and for using your talents to make a difference. Radio is the most amazing thing. You know, it's every day. Many people are listening to you. So thank you for doing what you're doing, man. And please pray for us so we can keep, you know, glorifying our Lord through what we're doing.
We will pray. And my wife is hoping she wins that contest. So we'll see what happens.
Okay, so
thanks.
Put all her information on the website. We'll see you there.
Sure. All right. God bless
you, man.
Eduardo Verástegui. Eduardo Verástegui. Eduardo Verástegui. I got to work on that. Yo no hablo español porque no estudio nada en la escuela porque mi profesora es, you know, es loco en cabeza y no estudio nada. En América del Sur hay, ¿qué, 20 países? ¿Sí? ¿No? Okay, so anyway, I took Spanish 1, I think, 3 times in high school. 3 times! And I figured I shouldn't take Spanish 2 since I never understood Spanish 1. And everybody else went on to Spanish 2. They didn't understand it either. But I was like stubborn. And I thought, I'm not going to take Spanish 2 if I don't understand Spanish 1. So I just was stuck there. All I learned was cultura. I never learned how to conjugate any verbs. Well, a little bit. But that was... That was a thrill to talk to Eduardo, and I'm also happy to hear him excited about Colorado's personhood amendment effort, and that's the natural response to people who honor God and respect life and the right to life given by God to every human being. That's the natural response, and it's not until you become jaded by lawyers and politicians that you'll have any doubt that this is the right thing to do. So large organizations with multi-million dollar budgets and 40-year plans of how to right an injustice, they don't like this. But there are millions of Christians, millions of people who recognize that it is always the right time to do the right thing. And they are the kind of people who are behind this and making this happen here in Colorado. Wow, that's exciting. The petition drive is going well. Yesterday, Joe Riccobono did a fabulous job. If you missed it, check it out on the internet at our site, kgov.com. But he mentioned that there are locations over this weekend to turn in your signatures. It is now too late to mail your signatures in. It's too late. Unless you want to overnight them, you could overnight them, for example, to Colorado Right to Life, and that's not the campaign. The campaign is headquartered in a P.O. box down in the Springs, actually in Payton, Colorado. But I could give you the address for Colorado Right to Life, and you could overnight your petitions there, or even better, try to hand deliver them to someone with the campaign. All right, and I will, what I'll do here, let's see. I'll give you some times and places that you can do that you can bring your signatures. Now, there's a victory rally on Tuesday, downtown Denver, at the Knights of Columbus Hall. And that is on Grant Street, just a half a block from the Capitol. In fact, it just happens to be right next to the Colorado Right to Life office. We're at 1535 Grant Street. And the Knights of Columbus Hall is just next door, 1555 Grant. And so if you go to the Capitol, it's at Colfax and Grant. Just go one block, half a block north, you'll be at the Knights of Columbus Hall at noon. Okay, now the campaign staff will be there at 11 a.m. on Tuesday, the 13th. That's the day the signatures are due, just in case there's anyone last minute turning in petitions. But then also tomorrow, Friday, May 9th, at 6 in the evening at Panera Bread, I'm going to give you 3 Panera Bread locations you could bring your signatures. Down in Colorado Springs at Academy Shops Panera Bread, 7300 North Academy, 7344 North Academy in Colorado Springs. All right, that's tomorrow at 6 in the evening, 6 to 7. And then Saturday, Panera Bread, Capitol Heights Panera Bread, downtown Denver, 1330 Grant Street. That's Saturday, 3 in the afternoon, 3 to 4, May 10th. Okay, and then Monday in Arvada, Colorado, at the Arvada Panera Bread, which is at 77th and Wadsworth. 77th and Wadsworth. And then the Victory Rally, this is going to be fun. Keith Mason says, hey, you worked so hard, you earned this opportunity to celebrate, and there will be a press conference, and that's always fun. Have you attended a press conference? It's fun to be at one, and this is an opportunity. Go to the Knights of Columbus Hall Tuesday at noon, and that's downtown Denver, half a block north of the Capitol on Grant Street. And Lord willing, I plan on being there to enjoy the celebration, the press conference, and then there will be a march from there to the Secretary of State's office, which is what, two blocks away, I think? It's right there. And we will carry the boxes, and there will be a lot of boxes to carry. So not only will it be fun, but we need your help to carry the boxes from this Victory Rally to the Secretary of State. And it's going to be a blast. And we'll find out how many signatures we have exactly and whether or not we'll need to enter into the curing period. The way the law works in Colorado, you turn in a minimum of 76,000 signatures, and then the Secretary of State decides what percentage are valid or not, and whether people are actually registered voters, or if they, you know, put their name correctly, and so on. And so they come up with a percentage. Let's say they might determine that 80% of these are good. And so if we turned in, you know, 90,000 signatures, and if 80% were good, yikes, that'd only be what, 72,000 good. So we need another 4,000 to get on the ballot. Well, then the Secretary of State will give us a 2-week curing period to make up the difference. And that's the plan. Our phone number, 1-800-8-NYART. That's 1-800-836-9278. 1-800-836-9278. Let's go to the phones. In Arvada, one of my heroes out getting signatures, getting hundreds upon hundreds of signatures, Andrea Jarris. Andrea, welcome to Bob and Yart Live.
Hi, Bob.
Hey, thanks for all your work, Andrea. What's up?
Oh, sure. Well, I just wanted to let you know we went to the conference over the weekend.
Wait, tell me which conference?
It was in Golden, and I got 140 signatures.
Praise God. And on Saturday?
On Friday and Saturday.
Friday? What conference was it?
It was a Graham Cook conference in Golden.
All right. Well, praise God. Graham Cook conference. 140. Andrew, you had already turned in hundreds of signatures. Then you got another 140 over the weekend. Thank you.
Yes, and there were other people there with petitions. And we have a big weekend coming up Saturday. I'm going to go to Christian bookstores for a couple of hours and go to some football games. And
wow.
Saturday night I'm going to go to the church, and Sunday morning our pastor is going to make an announcement both days. And so we're going to have lots of volunteers out there getting signatures to round them up on Sunday.
Now, your church, you go to a mega church,
yeah,
a very pro-life church, and your church has already turned in, I know, hundreds and hundreds of signatures,
mm-hmm.
But you guys are not giving up.
No. Want to make sure we get everybody.
And when you said that the pastor's going to announce this, do you mean the head pastor?
Yes.
That's exciting.
Yes. Yes.
And it's a big church with a lot of exits. How are you going to get all the signatures?
Well, we're going to have people on the east side and the west side,
mm-hmm.
and just cover all the exits.
That's exciting, Andrea.
It's going to be exciting.
I had a coffee this morning with an Arvada pastor who was helping get signatures at his church.
Mm-hmm.
And this is thrilling to see all the Christians who have been activated by this effort. I mean, thousands of Christians have gotten involved at this level, which is so thrilling, and so much more that's happened to stop abortion than in the last 20 years.
Mm-hmm.
It's really thrilling.
It's exciting.
Yeah.
It's going to be good.
All right, Andrea.
Thank you.
Okay, we'll be praying for your church and you this Sunday.
Okay, God bless.
Thanks. God bless you. Our phone number here, by the way, at Bob and Yart Live is 1-800-8-N-YART, 1-800-836-9278. I was spending 2 weeks out on the street getting signatures and not doing the show because of the great urgency of getting signatures. And one of our producers scheduled this interview with Eduardo and said, Bob, you just got to come in and talk to Eduardo because this is too cool, too great an opportunity, and probably Eduardo will be excited about the personhood effort in Colorado. He'll probably endorse it on the air. So I thought, wow, he's extremely popular actor, singer in Mexico and here in America. So that's just thrilling. It's just thrilling that I had that opportunity and that he's done that. Let's see, in Arvada, somebody called in, what time in Arvada at 77th and Wadsworth on Monday, May 12th, 6 o'clock, 6 to 7 in the evening at the Arvada Panera Bread, 77th and Wadsworth. You could turn in your signatures. There will be campaign staff there. There'll be a notary there. And by the way, at the Panera Bread, you go into their community rooms at each of those locations, and then the victory rally. Okay, and I can't wait for Denver Bible Church Sunday morning because we're hoping that somebody from the campaign will come and give us an idea of how many signatures we've got. How many signatures? And we're hoping and praying that people get in their signatures because this last phase is called No Signature Left Behind. No Signature Left Behind. Every signature a wanted signature. Okay, hey, we're out of time. Maranatha Christian Center, what a fabulous school in Arvada. And we have an honor for you, for me. Eduardo Verástegui is the lead in the movie Bella. Amen. We're speaking with Eduardo Verástegui. Let me see if I pronounce it right, Eduardo. Verástegui?
It's Verástegui.
Verástegui.
Verástegui. Very good.
Verástegui. Eduardo, Eduardo Verástegui. Now, let me say your name again, Eduardo, and I want to get it right. Eduardo Verástegui.
Verástegui.
Verástegui. Eduardo Verástegui. All right. God bless you, Eduardo Verástegui. No. Verástegui. Eduardo Verástegui. Eduardo Verástegui. I got to work on that.